We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Exciting day for so many people. We just heard from one of them, Jeff Haxton, who for many years was the play-by-play voice for Oral Roberts basketball and baseball. Now is at Texas Tech. Exciting times for him.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. There's a little different hop to the step when you're doing NCAA tournaments.
You know what's weird though? And this has to do with baseball regionals too. But you're never flying any higher than you are right now because you haven't played yet.
Right. You're right. Exactly.
You see what's possible, but the downside of that too is somebody's got to lose. And when it's like, oh, my God, that's it. It's over.
These early games today, like Louisville, Minnesota, two legitimate teams playing on the 7-10 line, one of those teams is going home and is going to be done before this thing even really gets going.
Yep.
Wichita State was in that boat, a couple of years ago that they played the first game of the tournament? Can't remember which one it was, but the first one out of the gate was Wichita State. Hmm. They managed to win it. Can't remember which year it was.
I don't remember when that was either. Yeah.
They kind of all run together early. Now. Yeah, absolutely. One of their first ones, I think back in the Sweet 16 run in 2006, Wichita State Seton Hall was mm-hmm. the very first game of the tournament.
That was the year they beat Tennessee, right?
And they beat Tennessee. They ended up beating Tennessee. Yeah, Louis Orr was the coach at Seton Hall then.
Good call.
And then they ended up beating Bruce Pearl in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was a fun run.
I can remember.
That was a really fun run.
I was in Long Beach, California with the baseball team when we beat Tennessee. Yeah.
God.
And I was in Honolulu going to the field in Hawaii when they beat Gonzaga.
Huh.
In that crazy they scored like 11 consecutive possessions or something stupid like that against
that was Gonzaga. A fantastic, you know, I mean, people look at the Ohio State game there mm-hmm. as the one, and I get it. I mean, that was the one that propelled them into the Elite Eight, and it was in LA, and that was one of those things. In the last 2 minutes, I was sitting there courtside thinking, my God, Wichita State's going to go to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it ended up being a four-point game, and there was plenty of interesting stuff happening late that didn't allow you to think about that free and clear.
Right.
But that Gonzaga game, that was the one that I thought really propelled them to win that game the way that they did against a number one seed. I just thought was huge for that basketball team.
Yep.
To win that game. Because that Gonzaga team was really, really good. Really good. So,
and you talk about the Wichita State down the stretch of the Furman game being near perfect. They had mm-hmm. to be perfect for about 10 or 11 possessions in a row to beat Gonzaga.
They were unbelievable. They were unbelievable in that game. That was pretty special. No question about it. That whole run was absolutely remarkable. And I maintain that they... still, I don't know about should have, but very much could have beaten Louisville.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, and I don't say this lightly, their matchup against Michigan, I thought, would have been a very good one.
Hmm.
So we'll never know, but that's the way it goes. All right, let's get to our Twitter question.
All right.
Each and every day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio, Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Where are we going today, Shane?
The final four of the toughest AD reclamation job in our fictitious 16-team tournament. The final four winners squaring off. Who wins the tourney for the toughest AD job question? Utah State, Idaho, Rutgers, or Tulane? And unless there's a miracle happen, it's the Idaho Vandals as the toughest job of the 16 that we've run up the flagpole over the last week. They're getting 40%.
I would tend to agree with that. At Big Sky Conference, which doesn't give you a lot of, what is it? Montana is the only team in from the Big Sky. Mm-hmm. They were really good in the Big Sky this year. They're a 15 seed. So you're not going to get much love in hoops. And Idaho, I'm trying, like I said, I mean, I think I pointed out last week that they had a nice run when Don Munson was there maybe 25 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I can't remember Idaho being very good in anything lately.
Right. Right. So
anything.
40%. Rutgers, 28%. Tulane, 23%. Utah State, just 9%. All right. You want to know what are the actual odds of a particular seed beating another particular seed? I got them right here for you.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, we know about a 1 versus a 16 because it's happened exactly one time. UMBC did it last year. Ones are 135-1 against 16s. That's 99.3%. It's like Rick Barry shooting a free throw.
So don't bother.
Don't bother, yeah.
Just don't bother.
Now, some people will say, hey, it's eventually going to keep happening. I'm not so sure. The difference between one and 16s, it takes a minor miracle, honestly. And it takes the one to not only play a bad game, it takes a 16 to play almost a perfect game.
Sure.
Twos versus 15s, 94.1% of the time. It's happened 8 times a 15 has beaten a 2. 128-8. That's the tail of the tape on a 2 versus 15. Yeah. So only slightly better odds than a 1 versus 16. So again, probably shouldn't bother with that one. 14s have won 21 times, lost 115 times. That's 84.6%. And even 13s only win 21% of the time. 13s against a 4 are 28-108.
But that's kind of where you got to start paying attention, isn't it?
That's where it kind of levels off, even though it's skewed to the better seed by quite a bit.
Yeah. Then the 12-5s, we've talked about it, where they win 60-some percent of the time, but not as much lately.
65.4, yep.
Right? 11s have beaten 7s, or 6s, rather, in 8 of the last 12 times. The 7-10 matchups are the ones that are played very closely. We're back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.